Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year to those of you listening to the show live. We're going to be talking about starting big and starting small, which is really just a chance for you to get questions or coaching about what it takes to get off to a great start on a new project or a new relationship or a new year or even a new life. So the numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone in on 001-858-623-0102. So let me ask you a question. Are you a procrastinator? One of the main reasons I hear from my clients as to why they don't yet have what they want in their lives is that they procrastinate, that they don't do what it is they think they should do to make their dreams come true. But in my experience, procrastination isn't so much a character flaw as a misunderstanding of how the universe works. And I'm not even talking about anything metaphysical. I'm talking about plain old-fashioned physics. I'm talking about overcoming inertia and understanding the law of motion. So Sir Isaac Newton, I think, probably said it best when he said, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So in life, we often find ourselves unable to get started on a new exercise program or to stick to a New Year's resolution, and then we assume that it must be us, that we're the problem. So we go on a seminar, we listen to a tape, we listen to Hay House Radio, and we're hoping that it's going to increase our willpower, or we can develop our discipline, or we can master ourselves. But the problem with using willpower and discipline to overcome and master yourself is that you're not the enemy. And the real reason that you sometimes have trouble getting started on your goals or staying focused on your dreams or changing your habits isn't because there's anything wrong with you. It's Isaac Newton. It's basic physics. That an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So here's how the Oxford Dictionary of English defines inertia. Inertia is a tendency to do nothing or to remain unchanged, a property of matter by which it continues in its existing state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line unless that state is changed by an external force. So does that sound familiar? Do you know anyone who has a tendency to do nothing or to remain unchanged unless changed by an external force? The reason we don't get going again on our projects, the reason we sometimes find it difficult, is just because an object at rest tends to stay at rest. If you haven't been doing stuff, it takes extra effort to get started. It's not to do with a character flaw, it's just understanding the way things work. So we're going to be taking your calls throughout the show. The numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255, or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. Let's go to Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, what's your project that you're wanting to get unstuck or get going with?
Hi, nice to talk to you.
And you.
I want to go back to school, and I'm in my 50s, and I'm not feeling very smart.
I'm going to ask you more questions, but I don't know if you know the story, but one of my favorite stories is of the first day of university, and all the kids are lined up, and there's this, I think in the story as I heard it, there's a 60-year-old who's in line to go back to school, and one of the kids goes, "Hey, are you one of the teachers?" And he goes, No, I'm here to begin getting ready, doing my undergrad so I can go to med school." And the kid kind of looks at her and goes, "Well, how old are you?" And she says, "Oh, I'm 60. And the kid goes, "Well, do you know that by the time that you're actually through med school, you're going to be 67? And she said, "Well, God willing, I'm going to be 67 anyway, so I may as well become a doctor."
That's good.
So for you, what's the holdback? What's stopping you from just getting going and signing up?
Well, I have signed up. I'm just scared. I've taken math classes in college before, and my math, I have math phobia.
Yeah. And my wife and you could get together and talk.
Yeah. I can't do math, and I've tried. So that's what's really the fear for me.
Okay. So now, is it, if you could do math, would that be it?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, fantastic. So what I'm going to do is, I don't have them in front of me, but I believe the author's name is Scott Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book called Math Magic.
Math Magic. Okay.
Which is just one of the most wonderful simplifications of math. See, the way we're taught math in school, I always like the Mark Twain quote that if everybody learned to walk and talk the way we're taught to read and write, we'd all limp and stutter. You know, the way you're taught math in school is just not the easiest way to do math or to learn math. And so a lot of people, I mean, it's one of the most common fears that people develop is this fear of math.
Yeah.
But in fact, if it's just presented to you in the fun, simple way that it can be, mm-hmm. I think you're going to find that the whole thing gets a lot easier. So I'm going to encourage you
to
pick up that book. I think it's Scott Flanagan. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Okay.
But also, if you want to, on my website, geniuscatalyst.com, if you go to the forums, the NLP forums on geniuscatalyst.com, and just mention that you've got a math phobia, and you're going to get about 30 people going, oh, please let us take it away. Please let us take it away for free.
Oh, really?
We'd love to.
Okay. GeniusCatalyst.com.
That's the one.
Okay.
Fantastic, Kathy.
Well, thank you so much.
Time at school. You're very welcome. Let's go to Janet in New Jersey. Janet, what's a project you're wanting to get unstuck or get going with?
Well, I want to move to another state. I'm thinking about moving to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into the healing arts, and I just feel frightened. I feel stuck, but, you know, my lease will be coming due in 6 months, so it's like I need to get out of my place and, you know, make some changes. And listening to all my spirit guides, and I'm getting these, you know, voices that are saying, yep, you know, go, this is what you should do, but then I keep doubting.
Yeah, no, I've been reworking the beginning of my book, and I was wrestling with it, and I didn't have access to my spirit guides in that moment, so I picked up my son's magic eight ball. You ever have one of those things where you shake it?
Yes.
And, you know, it kept telling me exactly what I knew. You know, I'd shake it, and it would go, you know, I'd say, oh, should I keep rearranging this? The answer is yes. And I'd shake it again and go, are you sure? I'm sorry to say yes. I had the little conversation. But again, if you get that one of the reasons that you feel stuck is just because to get going on something new just takes extra effort. Mm-hmm. It's like you ever seen, I don't know your generation, but if you've ever seen any of the rocket launches either to the moon or the space shuttle?
Yes.
They have those extra rockets
mm-hmm.
in the first part because to get the rocket started, you need this incredible amount of power, this
right.
incredible amount of force. Once it's broken through the atmosphere, once you've gone from inertia to momentum, a tiny, tiny little burst from the rocket is enough to completely change the direction and keep things moving. So if you just think about it in terms of that, and that's why I call this show Starting Big, Starting Small, that often what you just need is to recognize you are going to need a bit of a booster rocket under your butt
right.
to get started. But you're not going to need to maintain that level of intensity.
Hmm.
It's just to get you going. And once you're going, it becomes very easy. So here's a challenge for you. Is this week, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to come up with at least 5 actions and 5 action requests. And I'll explain what I mean by those two things.
Okay.
That would help you get going. So 5 actions are just 5 things that you could do to start. So it might be picking up a brochure on Arizona. It might be picking up something about the healing arts business, reading something about it. You know, there are actions that you can take by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the action request is a request you're going to make of somebody else to take an action on your behalf.
Hmm.
Those are the ones that really blast through and begin the momentum.
Okay.
Because suddenly when other people start calling you about your dream, it's a whole different ballgame. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'd love is if you would, when you've done that, if you would, again, go to the forums. There's a radio forum there, and you can just let me know how you're doing, and we can maybe help push you on the next step as well once you get going.
Okay.
All right, Janet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
The numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone in on 001-858-623-0102. Let's talk to Mandy in L.A. Mandy, what's a project you're wanting to get unstuck or get going on?
I've been working on a book for about a year now, but I can't seem to make it come together.
Right.
I feel that writing is what I have a passion for that. I feel like writing is what I'm supposed to be doing, but I can't see it through to fruition.
Okay, so do you actually sit down and write every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's just about taking it. What is the next step? If you're sitting down and writing, what's What's the thing that would move it on from where you are to where you want to be?
That's where I'm stuck. I feel like perhaps that maybe my problem is I spend a lot of time and energy trying to motivate myself about it in writing. I just can't seem to make it come together. I get real focused in an area. I'm a high energy person. It's easy for me to get distracted with many projects. But what I find I do is whenever I get to a point in the process that I feel like I'm wavering on really, making, really doing something, my energy diverts to another project.
Okay, so, and there may be all sorts of stuff going on in there, and that's, what I know for a fact is that people a lot more messed up than you can get books done, because I work with some of them. So for you, again, not trying to solve your entire life, but what would be just the next step? What would be, because we talked about starting big, but now starting small is where you just take a little baby step. So not enough to sort of alert your resistance and get it kind of going, oh, don't go there.
Yeah.
But just enough to get started. What's a little baby step that could move you in the right direction that isn't scary? And maybe it's not. Maybe you kind of think, well, there's no point. It's so simple. What's the simplest step you can imagine taking?
Nothing's really coming to me right now. I feel like what comes to me in a broader sense is that I feel a need for grounding.
Mm-hmm.
That I have a strong sense of intuition and confirmation, a belief in that. It's just the doubt.
Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, and we're coming up on a break, so I'm going to get this in really quick. I'm going to ask you to put that book down for 30 days and not touch it. And one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to make space for the universe to move in and start doing something with it, or you're going to just kind of go, oh, you know what? I was only still writing because I was still writing. Okay, Mandy, thank you very much for calling in. If you want to get in the next segment, 1-866-903-8255, 001-858-623-0102. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul. Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking about starting big and starting small, so I'm taking your questions and offering up some coaching about what it takes to get off to a great start on new projects, new relationships, new years, and new lives. The numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone us on 001-858-623-0102. So talk about starting big, talk about starting small. I want to talk a little bit more in this segment about starting small. Because it's the advice that I most often give to my clients who want to make a major life change is to start small. So how does that look? Well, if you want to lose weight, you might start by just subtracting one aspect of one unhealthy eating habit from your life and adding one healthy one. So you might cut out second helpings of desserts. Just one little thing, and you might start drinking an extra glass of water. So it's not enough to kind of think, well, all right, I may as well do it. It's no big deal. But it begins to overcome that inertia. It begins to create movement in a direction. If you want to save money, I might suggest to a client that they begin, if it's something they've been having trouble with for a long time, they begin by putting aside $5 a month. And again, very often they'll say, well, what's the point of putting $5 a month away? And I say, just wait. Because what you find is that there's a couple of reasons, I think, that this starting small approach often works, and it does work. And the first is what I call the, hey, inertia, your shoelaces are untied phenomenon. When you baby step your way into action, your brain, that bit of your brain that's there to protect you, that puts you on alert, it doesn't notice that you're sneaking out of the zone of the familiar and into action until you've already begun to create some momentum and to benefit from that momentum. The second reason why starting small works is what I call the silly factor. At some point, it just seems silly to only walk one block. You may as well walk two or three or more. You know, at some point, it just kind of feels, well, you know, only save $5 a month? Well, that's just silly. I might as well save 25 or 50 or more. Only cut out second helpings on dessert, but keep everything else the same. Well, that's just plain old silly. It'll be just as easy to cut out second helpings on everything as on one thing. And very often, my client success stories begin with simple steps like that. And the little and often approach is one that I absolutely use myself. It's similar to the idea of leading a horse to water. Okay, you know, you probably know the expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And in some ways, we're a bit like that horse, is when you try to make yourself do something, you tend to push back. It's just, again, it's just a law of nature. When something pushes you, you tend to push back, even if you're the one doing the pushing. But, you know, if you're in front of the water, if you're in front of that thing that you want, if you're in front of the travel agent, you may as well go in. If you're in front of the school, you may as well walk into the class. It gets easier to do it. Now, the reason that, again, I call the show Starting Big, Starting Small is because sometimes starting small just doesn't work. Because no matter how much fun it is to take the gentle approach, there's some chasms you can't cross in three simple steps. Now, for years, I actually couldn't get myself to do any of the three things I've been using as examples. So I exercised, but only sporadically, and I would eat healthy for a few weeks, but then I'd slip back into my old habits. And, well, as for my savings account, let's just say it spent quite a few years suffering from attention deficit disorder. So what I found was that the way that I could overcome my failure to profit from the starting small approach was by learning that sometimes it pays to start big. So I started regular exercise when I did, I don't know if you've come across Body for Life, the Bill Phillips book. And I still find it almost comical. It's a book that you open up the cover and it's filled with these pictures of these people that you think this can't be real, because you get these sort of fat, pasty, you know, just massively overweight people. And then in the next picture, they're 10 and handsome and have more hair and just everything about them has changed. But even if the pictures aren't real, and I'm not saying they're not, I don't know, there was something about having to inconvenience myself to get involved with a 6-day-a-week, 6-meal-a-day workout program that meant that I was either going to do it or I wasn't. There was no question of, gee, maybe I could fit in 10 minutes of exercise here or 10 minutes. I had to start organizing my day around exercise. And because I was willing to inconvenience myself, I began to exercise. I lost 22 pounds and I've kept them off, not by, you know, eating a little bit less or, you know, working out a little bit more, but by actually completely changing, reorienting my life around the way that I ate and the way that I exercised. You know, my savings account got consistent attention when I stopped sort of putting a bit of money in whenever I thought I had a little extra, to when I just immediately jumped, long before I thought I could afford it, and just started putting $1,000 a month in. And I was freaking out. And I remember, you know, I set it up in the book The Automatic Millionaire. David Bach talks about how useful it is to set up your savings on automatic, on a direct debit, so that, you know, it's that extra element of, it's not your choice. It really is your choice. You could always stop the direct debit and you set it up in the first place. But it's what I call leveraging your willpower. You just take a little bit of extra willpower to set it up, and then it takes care of itself from then on in. And that's, you know, a great strategy. And the first time that money went out, I was like, oh my God, where's the money going to come from? But you know what? As soon as I made it important, as soon as I started doing it, extra money showed up to cover other things. And I've seen that again and again, not only in my life, but in my clients' lives. Same thing when I started giving money. I really loved the idea of philanthropy, of giving money. But to me, it seemed like a duty. And I'm not great at doing what I'm supposed to do. And what nobody told me was that philanthropy is really fun. And I'm actually, I'll do a show at some point about philanthropy made fun. I've done them before, and they're fun. Because the fact is, when you start giving money away, when you recognize that part of all you earn is yours to give away, it's really a fun thing to do. And what I found was the same thing, that I had to start big. I tried sort of giving a little bit of money each month. But again, it was when I, and for me, just the magic number seemed to be $1,000 at that time that I was doing that. When I started just going, okay, I don't care, I'm giving $1,000 away. I remember the first time that money, I actually remember writing a check out and sticking it in the post box, and the terror, the feeling of absolute pain as that thing left my hand was only overwhelmed by the feeling of absolute freedom after I'd done it. And it was just something about starting big that made me realize, oh, I really mean it. And I actually heard that inside my head. Oh, you're serious about this. And so that's one of the things that can really get you going. So again, I'd love to talk to you about your questions, give you some coaching about what it takes to get off to a great start on your projects and relationships and your year and your life. The numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or if you're listening outside the United States, you can phone in on 001-858-623-0102. So I want to talk about a few other ways of getting yourself into action when you're having trouble. One is what I call a time box. Because sometimes I notice what freezes people into inaction is the idea that if you do overcome the inertia and you do get started, you're not going to be able to stop. It's like that rocket analogy I gave earlier. That, gosh, once I fire those big rockets, it's going to be exhausting to try and keep them going. And so a time box is a period of time that you put around a project or a goal where you've got a definite beginning and a definite end, regardless of whether or not the project or goal is complete. So when I'm going through my day, if I have a lot of things on, I'll use time boxes of about 15 minutes continually throughout the day. And what I'll do is I've got a little timer, and I'll actually set it for 15 minutes, and I'll go, okay, I'm going to work on my taxes for 15 minutes. Beep. And I'll work on my taxes and just not notice, and then when the thing goes off, I stop. And I'll do that with email. Okay, reset the thing for 15 minutes. Beep. And work on my email, clear my email, and boop, 15 minutes, stop. And because I know that I'm only going to have to do it for 15 minutes, it makes it much easier for me to start because I know it's not going to take over. It takes it from this monster project that's looming in the corner to just what I'm going to do for the next 15 minutes. And again, you can use that. I use a time box of about a month if I want to create a new habit. So if I want to try something out, if I want to try out a new meditation, or if I want to try out a new exercise practice, I'll set it up so that, okay, I'm going to do this for the next month. And at the end of the month, if I want to stop, I've done my thing. I'm good. But if I'm loving it, well, then obviously I'll keep going and I no longer need the time box. I no longer need the tricks, if you will, in order to keep myself going. And again, the key to that strategy is just to commit to the time box as opposed to committing to the result. And you can use those time boxes in any area of your life. So when we come back up to the break, I'm going to talk about a few more strategies for getting yourself into action, getting going. And again, I'd love to talk to you. So if you've got any questions about what it's going to take for you to get off to a great start on your project, the numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone in on 001-858-623-0102. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
1, 2, 3, hit it!
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking about starting big, starting small, and just getting started on a project. So that can be getting unstuck and get going, or it can be taking something brand new and getting yourself off to a great start. We're taking your calls on the air at 1-866-903-TALK. That's toll-free, 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, we're going to take calls on 001-858-623-0102. We've got a couple people on the line. We'll be going there in just a minute. Do just want to mention that you can find out more about me and what I do on my website at www.geniuscatalyst.com. We also have a special radio forum where you can discuss any of the ideas that we talk about on these shows. Let's begin with Louis in Michigan. Louis, what's a project you're wanting to get unstuck or get going with?
Hi, Michael.
Hey, yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't know. I just kind of called it, and I wasn't sure what you were talking about. But the thing I'd like to work on is, it seemed like my life has been on this roller coaster lately.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 or 5 years ago, I was doing really well with my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got rid of the U.S. division. I was like an internet company. And since then, I seem like I've been struggling, trying to figure out what to do.
So when you, I got two questions for you. The first is, do you like roller coasters?
Not really.
Okay. Well, no, some people do. You know, some people would find, you know, moving in a straight line really boring. So that was just the first thing to check.
Yeah, I mean, I find it somewhat boring. I mean, I like the variety, but I don't like the way this has been, it's been going too far, too fast down right now.
Okay, and this, and the second question, that was kind of the second question, is roller coasters go up and down. So have there been some ups since that?
Well, that was my last up, really, was with that company.
Okay.
I was making good money, work with people I like.
And that was 4 years ago, you said?
Yeah.
So the last 4 years have been total, unremitting, 365-day-a-year, 24-hour-a-day hell?
It feels like it, yeah. Well, I worked for AT&T for a little bit, and I don't know, I think I was already in a little bit of depression or whatever, and I dealt with a manager that, for some reason, we kind of clashed the whole time.
Okay, so what would be a wow for you, Louis? What would just make you go, wow? What would be something that you could do that could happen to you, that could fall into your lap out of a clear blue sky, that would make you go, wow?
Make me go, wow? Right now, would be all of a sudden some money would come my way where I could pay off all my debts.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if that's what you mean, though.
Sure, that's exactly what I mean. Here's the thing. Okay. There are things that we can do. There's always stuff that we can do. But if we have no idea what direction we want to go in,
uh-huh.
if we have no idea what we want, if we've cut ourselves off from wanting anything so it doesn't hurt when we don't get it, then it doesn't matter how much effort you make. It doesn't matter whether you start big or start small. It's like that thing from Alice in Wonderland where the Cheshire Cat asks Alice, she says, you know, which road should I take? And she says, well, where do you want to go? And Alice goes, well, I don't know where I want to go. And the Cheshire Cat goes, well, it doesn't matter which road you take. So unless you let yourself tune into that wow, then it doesn't matter. So what's another wow? So that would be one, would be getting the money to pay off your debts, would be another wow.
Another wow would be, find a career that I truly, that could be, that I'd really enjoy and be successful at.
Fantastic. Okay, so work that you would love would be a wow. Give me a third. I'm obsessed with threes. Give me a third.
being able to repay my parents and family for being there during the good and the bad times.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, Louis. Two things, okay? I want you to make a list of 20, count them 20, wows.
20 wows.
And I want you to go ahead and post that on the forums. And I will respond to that. I'll actually go there myself. And also what I want you to do is I am pretty optimistic that when you get off air, they're going to be able to give you my email address, and if not, you can find it on my website.
Okay.
And I want you to email me, and I'm going to give you a free membership to my one-year program.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Thanks very much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to Robert in Austin. Robert, congratulations. I was rooting for USC, but you did well.
Howdy, Michael. How you doing?
I'm well. What's your project you wanted to get unstuck or get going with?
Well, so far I've been out of work for about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Had a job that basically I worked for the state for the Capitol for about, here in Texas we have, they have a session that's during, you know, about every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a sales job, wasn't very fulfilled at it, had some friends at the Capitol. They offered me a position to work there. I thought it'd be really fun, and it really was. Not really sure that I want to make that. I mean, it's not really the type of job you would do for a career. And everything I've been doing before that, has pretty much been in technical sales. Hasn't been very fulfilling to me. I'd have to say that sort of the last caller is a similar situation as far as, you know, it just, there hasn't been much wow in the work I've been doing, except, I mean, I'd say at the Capitol it was definitely fun, but I'm trying to figure out what direction to take from this point on. I mean, I don't even know what it is I want to do, and I feel kind of weird at 32 not knowing that yet.
you obviously missed the call from the 50-year-old who was just trying to go to school. So,
I mean,
I'm still young enough that there's not many people who can make me feel old. But you know, at 32, I think you're still okay. But let me talk about this a little, because this is a very common thing. And you know, I looked up the word career in the dictionary once, and one of the definitions is to spin wildly out of control. And, you know, we think about a career as a stable thing and something to strive for, but most people, not all, but most people that I work with in corporate America or in Europe, in corporations, are so bored, so stuck, so stifled by their career, because they didn't get into it out of joy. They got into it because it seemed like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't be so quick to be trying to find yourself a straitjacket to get into. Now, that's not to say that if you find something you love, you can't continue to do it for the rest of your life. But I went to drama school in London, and the actress Rosemary Harris, I don't know if you know her, she was in Steel Magnolias, and great English stage actress. She came and spoke to us when I was there, and I remember her. Somebody asked her about her career, because she'd had a phenomenal career. And she said, oh, I didn't have a career. And we were all sitting there going, okay, she's gone a little senile. She's a lovely lady. But in fact, when she clarified, somebody asked her to clarify, she said, well, okay, I only ever had a career backwards. And again, when we asked her what she meant, she said, well, when I look back on my life, I can see that it looks like there was a path there. But when I was going forward, it was always just about what would I love to do next? And I'm going to suggest to you, and this is partly intuitive and partly just from having done this with a lot of people, that you take some time off from searching for a career and you look at what would be the next fun thing to do. And if it's more of the kind of thing that you were doing at the Capitol, let yourself do that. And if there's something else that just appeals to you at the moment, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense from a career standpoint, let yourself do that. Because what you'll find is, there will come a point, and this is true of everyone I know who's been doing it for any length of time, where you'll look back and you'll go, oh, now I get it.
Mm.
Now I get why I did that. Now I get why I wanted to do that. And it may just be that for you, that thing that everything is building up towards hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
No, it totally does, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for phoning in.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. If you want to get in this or the next segment, the numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's toll-free 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone us on 001-858-623-0102. Let's go to Michelle in Ohio. Michelle, what's your project you're wanting to get unstuck or get going with?
Hi, Michael. Recently started a home business, and it did great for about 4 months, and then it has just stalled.
Okay, so I'm going to immediately, without knowing anything else, I'm going to correct you. It didn't go great or stall. There were some things that you were doing that worked, and either you kept doing them but they stopped working, or you stopped doing them. So which is it? Well, in other words, you know, we talk about the business as if it exists outside of you, but particularly with a home business, the business is really the actions that you're taking and the results that you're getting.
Yes, true.
So for you, have you stopped doing some of the stuff that you were doing early on, or have you carried on doing it even though it no longer seems to be working?
I would say the latter.
Okay, so you've kind of kept doing the same things because they used to work?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, okay. And again, that makes sense. Have you read the book Who Moved My Cheese?
I'm sorry?
Have you read the book Who Moved My Cheese?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you know what? We're coming up on a break, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you the story of Who Moved My Cheese. So if you want to get into the next segment, numbers to call 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. I'll be back with Michelle and the story of Who Moved My Cheese after the break, and I'll also be taking your calls. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
1, 2, 3, hit it!
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello, hello. We're talking about starting big and starting small, and I'm taking your calls about what it's going to take to get you off to a great start, get moving, get going in a good direction. If you're online now, I will get you on, and we still have one line open, so if you want to get in for this last segment, the number to call is 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. And before the break, we were talking with Michelle. Michelle, are you still there?
Yes.
Fantastic. And I just wanted to tell you the story, and I'm going to do the very short version of Who Moved My Cheese. Now, I actually first heard this story credited to someone else, but I don't know who it originated with. So the person who certainly has made it famous is Dr. Spencer Johnson. He's one of the authors of the 1 Minute Manager book, and a wonderful author. He's written one of my favorite books called 1 Minute for Yourself. And it's based on an experiment where they basically put rats in a maze. And what they found is that if they moved where once the rats had figured out the maze, they would shortcut. They would no longer explore each time. They would start heading directly to where the cheese was. But if they moved the cheese, after one or two times going down the same path, the rats would immediately go back into exploration mode and keep trying new things till they found the new place where the cheese was. Now, the reason that that's significant is because human beings would continue to go down the same path to where the cheese used to be day after day after day and complain about who moved their cheese. So if you're finding that what you're doing is no longer working, the human thing to do would be to continue to try it, hoping that maybe somehow it would suddenly start working again, and maybe sometimes it would. Whereas the actual intelligent thing to do is to go back into exploration mode. What else can you try that you haven't tried yet or that you've thought about trying? What might you be inspired to try? What's something right now that you can think of that would be, well, do you know, I haven't tried doing this. What's something like that?
Oh, I can think of three things right off the top of my head.
Fantastic. What are they? One, two, three.
One is to be more visible. I know some ways to be more visible.
Okay, great.
And the second is to send some letters.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is escaping me.
Okay, well, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
And when it does, that's exactly what you need to do, is just stop looking for the old cheese, stop wondering why it's not there anymore. And just go back into the maze and go, okay, what can I try now? What can I try now? And as long as you're doing something that you're enjoying, as long as you're doing something that's taking you in a direction you want to go, that's not a downer. That's part of the game.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Fantastic, Michelle. Thanks for phoning in. Let's go to Veronica in Moraga, California. Did I say that right? Moraga?
Moraga, yes.
Fantastic. Veronica, what's the project you're wanting to get unstuck or get going with?
Well, actually, I've been going on it for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my call, and I want to thank Louise Hay. She's totally an inspiration to me. I first want to say that. For 2 years, I've been trying to start my own life coaching business.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out of corporate America, and I love the whole idea. I'm in love with coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I agree with your previous caller before, Michelle, or what you were saying to him. And you were saying that you figure out why you've been through what you've been through in your past.
Yeah.
And that's, now I'm like, aha, no wonder I've been through X, Y, and Z.
Right.
It's to get me here. And I am here. However, I've been working really hard at it, and it hasn't happened yet. So that's where I'm at. I'm just kind of, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels a lot, and nothing's happened. Meanwhile, my bank account is to zero.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a couple of different things. There's two things I want to pick up there. One is more abstract and one is very specific. So in terms of the abstract, the general thing, I'm going to get specific on the general. Do you have a coach?
I do.
Okay, and you pay for that coaching?
Actually, it's an exchange of service. I'm
okay.
An exchange.
There's an interesting phenomenon. I first heard this Zig Ziglar tell this story, and he talked about, he was giving a talk at a pots and pans salesman convention, and He was this young guy, very keen, very eager, very committed, came up and said, you know, Mr. Ziegler, I loved your talk. Could you just give me a little bit of coaching about how I can get my business going? Because I just don't seem to be able to get it going, and I'm running out of money. And Zieg said, sure. He said, here, let's start with this. What's your favorite thing about your set of pots and pans? And the guy said, well, I don't have one yet, but as soon as I make my first sale, I'm going to use that commission check to buy them. And Ziegler said, if you can't overcome your own objections to spending money on this, how do you expect to help anyone else to? There's something, and I just know it from experience, there's something that happens when you make the commitment to pay for your own coaching.
But that, I did. I'm on my third coach.
Okay.
I did. I spent lots of money on coaches.
Okay, well, I'm not necessarily saying spend lots of money on it. But okay,
I,
so you...
We're talking about 2 years.
Okay,
I'm
great.
I'm on my third coach. And she's fantastic. I just happened to find this exchange service because, like I said, I've ran out of money.
Absolutely. So that's fine. So then let me go somewhere different. And the two things are, the way you said what you said, it sounds like you don't believe that it's anything to do with you. In other words, well, it just hasn't happened yet. So do you have clients, even if they're not paying you?
Yes.
You do. How many? Okay, so let's go starting big on this one. Okay, I want you to have 10 clients by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now again, it's not going to take that much more out of your time. You know, you're going to have to call some people to get them to sign up with you. But again, they don't have to pay you. But what you're going to find, again, is just that shift in momentum is going to make a difference. There's something else like I'd like you to do, which is I'd like you to get in touch with me. Again, hopefully they'll be able to give you my email address. If not, you can find it on my website at geniuscatalyst.com.
Yeah, I already...
Fantastic.
Website, and I'm already promoting it.
Okay, so I've got something. Well, thank you. I've got something on there. It's not on the website, but I've created a jumpstart program for coaches, and I'll send you the manual for that if you get in touch with me and ask for it.
Yeah, it's I'm at the place where I don't know what else to do. You know, I keep spending money.
Okay, well, so you can stop spending money.
Yeah.
But let's get you into action. So let's really kick it up from 2 clients to 10, and also get in touch with me, and let me send you that manual as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Veronica. Let's go to Barbara in San Antonio. Barbara, thanks for holding.
Hi, Michael. This is Barbara.
What's your project that you're wanting to get unstuck or get going with?
My project is that I've jumped out there big. I've walked away from a marriage, a job, all of it, and now I'm like overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a coach, and I actually have a coach, and I'm in a coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very overwhelmed by what I've accomplished in a year.
You're overwhelmed by what you've accomplished, or
I'm accomplished, but I'm stuck. I'm stuck with sitting with the stuff that's in my house, trying to get rid of it. I guess it has memories, or and I'm just sitting here stuck in it.
Okay, so you know what? There's a couple. You mentioned calling a coach. There's something wonderful about accountability. That was the final strategy I wanted to share, anyways, today. So let me do it here. That when we create an accountability for ourselves, it's often a lot easier to get stuff done. I actually say to all my clients, if you booked an appointment with a lamppost once a week, and you actually showed up and you talked to that lamppost about what you were trying to do with your life, and where you know, what you've done in that week and what you plan to do the next week, your life would get better. And that's just because of the structure of accountability. So specifically with a project like that, like wanting to get rid of stuff, one of the best ways of getting unstuck is to just, again, almost force yourself into action, and you can create accountability. You've got a coach. There's a couple other things that can work really well. One is what I call an action buddy, which is just somebody who you get together with them, and they can either come by or you can phone them, and you can say, okay, it's 12 o'clock. Between now and 1, I'm going to get rid of 10 things, and I'll call you back at 1.
Okay.
And just having that person on the other end of the phone is going to make it much, much easier for you to then get rid of those 10 things.
Okay.
Another way to do it is, did you ever see the movie Witness?
Yes,
with Harrison Ford and the Amish community, and they did the barn raising.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone gets together in the community, and there was like a, you know, there was a food, and everyone just blasted through the inertia, and they got the whole frame of the house up in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Throw yourself a barn raising. It's something Barbara Sher talks a lot about in her books. Get a bunch of people over, make them some food, and get them to help you to blast through that.
Be-
Because just setting up that structure for accountability makes life so much easier. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for phoning in. And thanks to you for listening in. We're going to be talking next week about what I call doing your life, which is picking up on one of the themes I talked about a lot during this show, which is that whatever you think is happening to you is actually connected to what you're doing. And when you start to figure out how you're doing what you're doing, you can start to do it differently. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed talking with you. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want on HayHouseRadio.com. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.